One of the ways that we understand that Jesus is the light of the world that shines into our dark places is by the prayers that we offer. We simply know that Jesus is listening to them, that he hears them, and that he will answer them. So as we pray, we recognize Jesus is the light that we're turning to. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Thankful for the unfading light of Christ who has come to save us, let us pray for the church in all places, for the world, and for the confession of the gospel, that by his light we may go into all the world saying,
the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it.
Lord of light, you know that we lose heart. We dwell in the darkness and live in the valley of the shadow of death. Point us to Jesus, whose resurrection announces that
the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it.
Lord of light, give us your Holy Spirit, that by him we may be strengthened in our praying, encouraged by his wisdom, and sustained in faithful supplication for those who stand in need of our prayers. Especially today, we pray for those who are homebound: Fran, Dixie, Dawn, Jenny, Peggy, Gary, Terry, and Dawn. Also those who are on our sick and recovering list and are asking for our prayers, especially for those who are awaiting the birth of child, for Kathy and Audrey, and those who have health concerns: Kai, Haley, Dylan, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Mike, Chris, Carla, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Bob, Lou, Maggie, Gary, Janine, Mark, and Kian. Lord, we also recognize your answered prayers in the dark places in people's lives. Today, we give you thanks for shining your bright light and giving recovery to Larry and Ann Oliver and also Jerry Maycroft. Lord, we pray that all these people confess that
the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Lord of light, you healed the sick, cured the lame, gave sight to the blind, restored hearing to the deaf, and delivered those who were held in bondage by the devil. Give to our church the zeal and boldness to reach out into our world and say,
the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Lord of light, you were born among us as the light of the world. Shine in our hearts during this Advent season. Savior, light of the world, we entrust to you all for whom we pray, commending them to you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We now pray the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.